Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, welcome. In this podcast, let me introduce myself. So I'm a 20-year-old something. I'm studying nursing and I live in Australia. And basically, this podcast is about like discussing about like stuff that I feel like that I'm coming across as I'm growing older. And also trying to view it in a self-compassionate way. So as you can read from this title of this episode, I will be speaking about my value. And as I grow older, realizing like what is important for me and sticking to it. And also, you know, all of those challenges. I feel like when I'm getting older, I realize things. I understand things more about myself. I understand things more about the world. And there are things that I'm like, that I'm just right now seeing that previously I haven't seen before. You know, I feel like I want to talk about all of that, like the messiness and also like the confusion that I sometimes feel as well. I feel like, you know, like knowing what your values are, there comes like mistakes, there is like mishaps and everything like that. And I just want to like normalize the messiness of like sticking to your value, finding your value, and also respecting your value. There are so many like barriers and challenges that comes with just like doing what you value, doing what matters to you, and finding the happiness within what you prioritize the most. But anyway, let's get started. Maybe I want to start off by why I want to make this episode. You know, I'm going to turn 21 soon and I'm so excited for that. But also like in the same time, I'm thinking to myself, like today, for example, I kind of feel really down because I just caught up with the busyness of being a 20-year-old something. I feel like I need to make a separate episode about like our schedule sometimes that I find myself in and like how hectic and chaotic it is. Like I'm not saying like every 20-year-old something has a chaotic schedule, but I sometimes feel like I'm in that stage of life now where I'm just like doing so many things all at once. But anyway, besides that, today I was feeling really down because I haven't eaten. I was so busy with uni stuff that I just forget to eat. I forget to enjoy myself, you know, like give myself some time to do what I value. Anyway, so I was feeling down about myself and I was thinking to myself that like, what is it that I really, what makes my life worth living? I think I come into that like thinking or like the headspace of thinking to myself like, you know, like, why am I even alive? You know what I mean? And I was thinking about it, like, I think, like, what makes me happy, I realize, like, I think as I grow older, like, now I already have a job and I get money. Sometimes I realize, like, with the money, like, the products that I buy, like, of course, it helps me to live more comfortably, I guess. But it only does it to some extent, and it's like the product is just a product. It doesn't bring me happiness, at least for me. Like it doesn't. It's not something that I value a lot. So I feel like it's just an extra, but it's not really something that I'm very passionate about. Like today, for example, I just bought like an Apple AirPod Max, and it's like it's really expensive, but it's really expensive. But also in the same time, you know, I just bought it and then like I have the money for it, I guess. And then also when I received the product, I was just kind of feeling a little bit like, is this really what I want? Or is this something that I purchased because of pleasing other people, because of external factors? Did that make sense? You know, but I realized it's like it's something that I want. But also like, I think that's where like I'm starting to realize that things like that matters to me, like it comes like in a scale, if that makes sense. Sometimes like these things matters to me a lot. Like for example, I realized like spending time with my family, my loved ones, like that matters a lot because it brings me a lot of joy and happiness. right? And I think, like, and also, like, going to nature, like, that matters a lot to me, like, rather than spending money on clothes, you know, that matters to me, like, going to nature, that matters to me a lot. What else? I think, like, I value a lot of, like, in a person, I think I realize as I grow older, I value a lot of kindness and also just authenticity and creativity, because I like people who are creative on the other side. Basically, yeah, so that's why, like, as I grow older, like, I realize, like, oh, I value, you know, these things, and I don't value these things. And I guess, like, the way that I get to discern, like, what I like and what I don't like, it's just, like, through experiences. I feel like since I graduated high school, that's when I'm, like, starting to become, like, self-aware and, like, just aware in general of the world and me, myself, as a person, you know, like, because, like, I've been thrown so much, like, different circumstances, you know, and I realized, like, oh, this, I guess, like, I think what comes with growing up and in correlation with that, with values, is that, like, you start to realize, like, you start to learn more about what gives you that ick as well. I think, like, it's important for us to know what our values are, but also as just as important for us to know what we don't appreciate or we don't like or just give us the ick feeling, you know what I mean? I guess, like, I think these two forces are really, like, important for us to apprehend and understand. For me personally, I think, like, if I think back a lot, like, what gives me that ick is probably, like, mean people, like, just unkindness and everything like that. And also, I just, like, I think, like, it sometimes, like, gives me that ick. Sometimes just, like, when I become too, like, stagnant, if that makes sense. Like, when I don't grow, I think that's just, like, ugh, it just, like, it doesn't brings me a lot of joy when I don't grow. I feel like every day is an opportunity for me to grow and to learn new stuff because I love learning new stuff. Also, what gives me the ick is, like, people put me in pedestal. That's just give me the ick, because I don't see myself, like, above anyone or below anyone. That's why I realize, like, you know, we're all human beings and there's no need to compare ourselves. What also gives me the ick is just bullying. Like, in general, like, I have, like, I'm strongly against bullying because I've personally experienced it. And it's not nice. It's very damaging for your mental health. It's damaging for your self-esteem and everything like that. So it just gives me the ick, like, bullying. Also, like, judgmental people, I guess that gives me the ick because I don't like people who are judgmental. What else gives me that ick? But anyway, sorry. So I'm just, like, I think, like, in general, I think I just, like, reflecting back. Like, I'm sure, like, if you're listening to this and, like, you might have a different kind of ick and you might have a different kind of likes. But, you know, it's just, like, really important for us to, like, reflect back on this experiences, on our experiences, what we learned. And I feel like it's nearly the end of the year. I cannot believe it's already nearly the end of the year. But I think it's just a good reflection for us to, you know, to realize what our values are. Another thing that I realize as I grow older is that, like, you know, like, when you surround yourself, I think we all have personalities, right? That's what makes us human. But as well, in the same time, and personalities is, like, maybe correlation with our values, like, the way that we behave is, like, regarding to our values. You know, I don't know, like, I'm not sure, like, I remember, but I remember I saw this, like, diagram of, like, different branch of values. And I feel like, as I get older, like, you come across people who have such a strong personalities that are so indifferent from you, you know, and, like, both of you guys have different values, you know, there is a sense of right and wrong, right? I feel like there's a sense of right and wrong, but I feel like there's, like, some extent where, like, sometimes, like, your personalities just doesn't click and you're, like, having different values. And I think, like, as I get older, like, I realize that when I'm facing towards other people, instead of, like, trying to change my values, I think it's best for us just to go on our separate ways. Like, when I, like, if that makes sense, I used to have this tendency to people please, because I really want to make everyone happy and want to make people in harmony and everything like that. But I realized recently that, like, that's not possible. You're not going to make everyone happy, and you don't want to make everyone happy, right? I think it's just, like, I think, like, I also realized, like, when you try, when you, even, like, you, when you make that person happy who are, like, completely having different values than you, the only way that you can make them happy is to take on their values, you know what I mean, and to behave in a way that pleases them. You're forgetting your values if you're people pleasing. But I also realized in the same time that even if you make them happy, it's such a toxic relationship because you're sacrificing a lot of yourself, you know. And I guess, like, I think, like, when we are, like, in our early 20s and we're just, like, starting to become an adult, like, we don't have, like, a set heart values, if that makes sense. I guess, like, I think, like, the more, like, life experiences we have and the more years that we have, like, the more that, like, our values are more refined and the more, like, we can practice, like, practice in doing the thing that what matters to us. But I guess, like, right now in my early 20s, I realized as well that, like, the value that I have are not really concrete. And also, like, people who have longer years living in here are more concrete. They know who they are more. So I think, like, a struggle for me, like, in terms of, like, knowing my values are just like when I'm, like, coming across people who have a concrete idea of themselves and who their values are, and their values are just so opposite of my values. And then what I used to tend to do is that I used to just, like, mold myself into what they like, and forgetting my values. And I realized, like, and I realized, as I said before, it's not really helpful for yourself mostly. I think, like, of course you can keep the harmony, but I think you can keep harmony just, like, by, you know, acknowledging your differences and go your own separate way. Because I feel like if you don't live your life according to what matters to you, and that gives you, like, just really, like, a strong unsatisfaction in your life. And for me personally, I start to realize that it's, like, you know, even, like, your family members, you and your family members have different values, and your loved ones have different values, you and your friends have different values, and that's all right, you know what I mean? I mean, like, if someone have different value than you, that's all right. But also, I think what I try to remind myself again and again and again is that, like, don't try to mold your value and don't try to disregard your value in order for you to please people. That's just not really helpful for yourself, you know. And I hope, like, with more experiences and more years, I get to learn more about, like, who I really am, and just try to just stick, you know, be comfortable in my own self and be strong and independent, and also just, you know, to know who I am in the deep down. Because, you know, sometimes what I which I will talk more about, like, the barriers later on the next segment. But just, like, to give a quick preview for the next segment of this episode, I wanted to talk about the like, people pleasing and value, you know. Like, sometimes, like, oh yeah, this is what I was kind of thinking today about. I was thinking to myself, like, when you know, like, when you love someone, when you know your friend, like, friends come for a season, you know, like, people in your life comes from season, like, I cannot really, like, beforehand I didn't really believe that, kind of resonate with that phrase, like, that people come and go and people changes. But right now, more than ever, I really recognize that, like, people changes not because you changes, but because they themselves change, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes, like, their reaction of you is more less to do, like, well, how about you, but it's more to do with them. And I cannot really, like, stress this enough, but, like, lately I've been, like, very, like, experiencing that kind of stuff, you know. And the thing is that, like, what I'm going with this is that, like, you know, like, I used to really struggle with this idea of, like, people changes. Like, I remember, like, you know, this person is really nice to me last semester and last year, but right now, you know, this person doesn't seem to really click with me anymore. And I used to really blame myself because I was like, am I doing something wrong? You know, and I guess I realized, like, you know, I change, my value changes, not because of that person, but I was like, through years, like, you know, I grow, I develop, and that person grow and develop, and it's all right for you to grow apart. That, if that makes sense, I think I try to realize that, like, which I will talk more about in the next segment. The last part that I want to speak about is like the people pleasing, you know, people pleasing. I don't know. I feel like that's still a struggle that I'm facing at the moment. But also in the same time, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm getting better at it and not doing that. But yeah, as I said previously, like, people pleasing is so damaging for you. I remember, like, if I tell my own story side of it, I think it's more to do, like, when I'm, like, in real life, yeah, so when I was, like, even, like, I used to, like, wanting to make people happy, if that makes sense, like, even, like, the customer service, the bus driver, like, anyone that I come across or interact with, I just want them to make them happy and just make them like me. Or even like a psychologist, you know, kids helpline counselor. I just really want to make them happy and likes me. And then like when they don't like me, it tends to like just like lower a lot of my self-esteem. But I realized, and I used to believe like even like semester of uni, I used to think to myself like I need to be really constantly happy all the time for people to like me. And the thing is that it's very damaging because like when you try to people please, you kind of lose a sense of who you are, like your sense of self. And it's not really helpful. Like, of course, like, I think there is this, like, date of people pleasing. Like, sometimes, like, you can people please and maybe it can work. Like, people maybe like you more. But it's, like, because I think, like, not everyone gonna like you. Even if you people please, not everyone going to like you. But, like, you know, maybe, like, more people will like you. But also, in the same time, what cost does it bring? Like, you know, I used to think about it, like, I kind of really think about it, like, what are the risks and benefit of it? Because the risk, I feel like the risk of people pleasing is, like, outweigh the benefit of it. You know what I mean? And I feel like, what are the risks? Like, what are the disadvantages of people pleasing? One is probably because you're sacrificing a lot of your values and who you are as a person in order to make other people happy. And that's just really, like, a great risk. Great disadvantage because when you don't do what you love, when you don't do what matters in your heart, that's when, you know, that's when every day feels like so heavy because that's the reality. I feel like because it's like when we do things that we love, things goes faster and things we do more enjoy, like we things go like life is more fulfilled, you know. Also, like, you know, when you people please, people changes and sometimes like it's hard for you to just like adjust and be like a chameleon every time. You need to have your own type of skin, and if people don't, and maybe like the hardest thing about like not people pleasing is just like it's like people rejecting you or people disliking you, but so what, you know, at the end of the day, like, it's okay, but like that's not a big deal because you're not sacrificing a lot of your values and who you are as a person. You know, you're staying authentic, which is really important because if you're staying authentic, to yourself, then, you know, you don't need to do anything else, like, you know, to make other people happy. It's not your job to make other people like you. And if they like you, it's good. And I feel like as well, like, what I learned is that, like, when people don't like you and you try to people please them and they start to like you, like, when people don't like you in the first go, like, maybe they just don't mean for you, you know, when you get rejected by people, I learned, it's a hard lesson to learn, because it's not like I learned it overnight by watching YouTube videos, but it's like through experiences. But like with rejection, like people rejecting you on dates and stuff like that, or at least in terms of friendship as well, I think like you need to realize like you don't want them to like you, you know, you don't want them to be in your life, because You know, if they don't like you in the first hand, what will you want them to be in your life? Right? I used to have problems with that. Like, even in high school, I remember, I used to, like, always, like, wanting people to like this person, to like me, one specific person to likes me. But apparently, like, it just, like, he just doesn't seem to click with me. And I used to be so frustrated and trying to change myself, trying to, you know, trying to make the situation, the friendship works. But I just, like, I'm over it now because it's so tiring. But, you know, I think, like, and there was, like, a self-compassionate perspective of this, like, values and stuff like that. I think, like, as a human being, like, we all are experiencing, like, conflicting values, conflicting interests, and everything like that. And it's, like, choosing your values is, like, living to your values is not an easy thing to do. And if you do that, like, you should congratulate yourself because you did a good job. And, you know, even if you're listening to this podcast and trying to think about this topic of values and finding your values and sticking with them and doing them, it's like that's a good first step as well because you're starting to open up your mind. But I want to end this episode by saying, like, you know, when you stick with your values, like, I feel like when you start to, like, find out being authentic and finding out who you are and sticking with your values, you need to give to back yourself up, if that makes sense. Like, I know it's not really the easiest thing to do, but sometimes, like, you know, there are bound to be people who are just conflicting from you. And I feel like, you know, you need to love yourself enough to be okay with that. That's it. You need to love yourself enough to be okay with that. You need to love yourself enough to let someone go from your life that doesn't serve you anymore. You can still love people from a distance. But I think that's all that I want to speak about for today regarding values and everything like that. I hope you find this episode helpful. Helpful. But yeah, I guess thank you so much for listening. I know I haven't posted an episode for a while now, but it's not like I'm abandoning you guys. I'm just being, like, really, like, trying to discover, like, trying to grow and to learn more about myself. And I wanted to make some changes in this podcast, but I was thinking to myself, like, I want to buy, like, a microphone, like, for a better sound quality or something like that, just upgrade something. Like, I'm not too sure if I will, but, like, that's been on my mind, like, on upgrading this podcast. Like, I feel like this is, like, my voice diaries, journals. Anyway, thank you so, so much for listening. I hope you guys have a nice day, and please take care of yourself. You know, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone, and, you know, there is the light at the end of the tunnel. And I know it's hard. What you're going through is hard and challenging if you are going through hard and challenging stuff. And I'm not... Please, like, take care of yourself, please. Do something that you like to do. Like, do something that you find joy in doing. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.